One. I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me by phone is Barbara Gavados, the music director of the Delaware Chamber Music Festival, now going into their 31st season. So, Barbara, that gives us the time frame. Welcome.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm so glad you could join us while you're on the road. Tell us, for our listeners who aren't as familiar with the Chamber Festival as others might be, a little bit about the history now in its 31st season.
Well, first of all, we're so happy to be around for this long. It's a miracle in itself with the way things are going in the arts, and not just in our country, but all over the place. We have been very blessed to have an incredibly loyal and loving audience, first of all. And since the very beginning, which I was not involved in, the first 5 years of the festival were populated by some other orchestra musicians, and also the music director was a cellist, Paul Marr, who also fancied himself a conductor and wanted to go off in that vein. So after 5 years of having basically a string quartet as the core of the festival and then adding on singers and larger ensembles, he went off to do his cello thing and his conducting thing in Nova Scotia. And then I was asked to come in as music director. And since Delaware is my home state, I was very, very happy to be asked and to take over with these wonderful musicians. At this point, I would say that we are still using string quartet as our basic core group, and we also always have a piano trio concert every year. And lately, we've had such marvelous pianists join us, in addition to our marvelous, how I like to call him, our house pianist, our house artist, Marc Antonio Barone. He and I have played for all these 31 years together, and he's also made music with, I would say, almost all of the artists from our festival and many others. We start our first program with something we've been doing for the last couple of years, which is having two pianists on one program and exploring the repertoire for either two pianos or piano four hands. So that brings us to, you know, Friday night, June 10th at 7:30. We're doing a concert called Four Hands Are Better Than Two. So mostly it's four-hand music. Probably Schubert is one of the better-known composers who's written magical music for this combination. And it sort of takes us back to the origins of chamber music, where people used to make it in their homes. And before we had entertainment such as television and radio and all of those things, people would make music in their homes. And that was the origin of an entertaining evening. You had your friends over, and almost everyone knew how to sing and read music and play an instrument. So these were great evenings at home.
Now, are these pieces for the Four Hands Are Better Than Two? You mentioned that they're two pianos, so I assume these are not only arranged for two pianists, but also two pianos. So each pianist has the full keyboard at their disposal.
This particular program is only for one piano.
Oh, okay.
Two pianists are sitting on the same piano.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. I remember playing duets with my sister when we were growing up.
Right. And I think almost anyone who studied piano probably played duets with their teacher on the same piano.
Right.
Okay. You know, so this will bring back memories for people who have studied an instrument, and it's so much fun. I don't know of anyone who's had a bad experience, you know. First of all, your hands are so close together, you have to figure out how to work together, so it's a great thing.
Right, yeah. Keeping the elbows out of the way was always our challenge.
Right, and it's always the audience's pleasure to watch and see how this is done.
Yeah.
So they're starting with the Schubert Fantasy for four hands, and then I've asked them to play the preludes. There's three preludes that Gershwin wrote. And then just to break up the complete sound of only piano, I will be playing, you remember that I'm a violinist, right?
Yes, of course.
Well, Yasha Heifetz, the great, great violinist, also did transcriptions of many pieces that he loved. And he loved the opera Porgy and Bess. And so he took some of the most famous songs from that and transcribed them for violin and piano. So I'll be playing those with Charles Abramovic, who's one of our amazing pianists, and our other pianist is Alexandra Motuskin, who joined us last year for the first time at the Delaware Chamber Music Festival. And he also played our family concert, which I know you attended, Paul.
I did.
Last month, which was so much fun. He's just an amazing dynamic artist. So after we play the Porgy and Bess songs, Charlie and Alex will get together again and play some Spanish dances that were written by Moskowski and a sonata by Francis Poulenc, which is a lot of fun, and the Ravel Rhapsody Espanol, which has also been orchestrated. So it'll be interesting to hear it. If people have been hearing orchestra concerts all their lives, they'll have the opportunity to hear this in its original version.
And that's all on June 10th,
that's
correct?
Right. That's our opening night.
And where will that be?
It's going to be at the Music School of Delaware on 4101 Washington Street in Wilmington.
And before we go any further with your programming for the festival, what is your website for people to get information about the details on each of the programs as well as tickets and so on?
Great. So their website is www.dcmf.org. So if you just remember Delaware Chamber Music Festival, it's the first letters of each word, dcmf.org. We also have a phone number if you'd like to call. It's 302-442-0572.
Great. Now, before we go on to the other evenings and events, you brought it up, and I was hoping you would, and if you didn't, I would. And that was the family program that you did a few weeks back that I did have the opportunity to attend. Tell us a little bit about that. I thought it was just a fascinating combination of children's literature with music.
Yes. So for the past few years, we've been doing concerts in the libraries, and we've always offered all of our outreach and family events for free so that no one would be excluded. All they needed to do was find out about it. So how should I start about this? So basically, the idea is stories in music, because everyone loves storytelling at every age, and music enhances every story that we tell, whether it's on the stage or during a movie. It highlights or accentuates whatever the action is going on or creates an atmosphere. In the case of what we played for the family concert, we had the story of Ferdinand the Bull. So you would hear some Spanish-style music that was going on because Ferdinand was, they attempted to get him to fight in the bull ring, which, of course, he didn't want to do. He was just happy to sit under the cork tree and smell the flowers. So we did that story with violin accompaniment, and then we did
Babar the Elephant.
Poulenc's Babar.
Right. Yeah.
And that's with beautiful piano accompaniment with narration. And we also told a story that was made up by my husband, actually. In 1911, the Mona Lisa had been stolen from the Louvre. And a lot of people were accused of stealing it. As it turns out, it was actually one of the guards that worked at the museum, and he believed that it should be in Italy and not in France. So they found it actually in an art gallery in Italy after I don't know how many years. But this gave my husband the idea to come up with a story that could be put to music and also animated with a film. So he came up with, together with the animator who was a friend of ours, Micah Chambers Goldberg. They worked on the story together. They worked on what they wanted it to look like. And at the time, Micah had been listening to a lot of Stravinsky. He loved Stravinsky. And he said, well, I've been listening to The Firebird. And so my husband, Julian Radescu, decided, well, let's make a story that presupposes that the Mona Lisa was stolen by the Firebird, which is this magical Russian beast, magical, mythical, I should say. So he came up with this storyline, which allowed Micah then to use as the backdrop the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower, the Paris air show that happened in 1911, and it came out fabulously. And this was made originally for the Philadelphia International Festival back in 2011. And it was just so charming and was lovely, not just for children, but for people of any age. So I've been wanting to actually present that in Wilmington, and we had that opportunity together with Alex Mutsikin, who actually transcribed the Firebird for piano, solo piano. So he can do it in recital, and now we can do it actually with full orchestra as well. The Philadelphia Orchestra will be doing it next February for the first time. So it's actually been very exciting
to watch
this take on a whole life.
That's great. And I have to say all three pieces were very well received by the audience, full of families, grandparents, parents, children.
Yeah,
it was a great program. Well, Barbara, I want to go on now about the festival, but let me first remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest joining us by phone is Barbara Gavados, the music director of the Delaware Chamber Music Festival. Barbara, we were speaking earlier about the June 10th program, Four Hands Are Better Than Two. I believe the next event in your series is coming up on June 12th. And you mentioned, talking about your children's program, everyone loves stories and music. How appropriate for Say It in a Folk Song.
Right, right. Well, it's not very often that we actually have singers these days. My feeling is that maybe people have less experience with the song literature. So one of my favorite things to do is also open people up to music that they don't particularly know or have familiarity with, and that is music by women composers, either living women composers or women that we don't really know much about from even, you know, as far back as the 1600s up to present day. So the singer Laura Himes, I think, has sung quite a bit in Delaware, so people are familiar with her artistry. She works with Melomanie and Brandywine Baroque, and I know her from the Philadelphia area, and we've done a lot of things together, and she's been with the Delaware Chamber Music Festival several times. So we caught up with each other several months back, and I said, I want to have you again. Tell me, you know, something that you've sung recently that would go great on the Chamber Music Festival. And she says, well, do you know the Amy Beach songs for voice, violin, cello, and piano? And I said, you know, I know they exist, but I don't know them personally. I'll take a look at them. She says, I think you'll like them. Let's do that. So I did take a look, and I thought, these look beautiful. Let's do it. So this was the basis for trying to put a program together. And a couple years back, we featured the viola. I'm not sure if you were with us for that season, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And this was also another unusual thing to do, but it turned out great, and I think it gave people a great appreciation for the viola, not just as, a spoke in the wheel.
Right.
So, of the string quartet. So we gave a lot of solo pieces to one viola and then two violas together as well. So this time we're also doing a piece by Vincent Persichetti called Infanta Marina, which is inspired by a poem of the same name by Wallace Stevens, and that's for viola and piano. And I came to that piece from two directions, actually. Vincent Persichetti was the most marvelous teacher of composition and also music theory and music literature, and he was one of my teachers at Juilliard. He taught both at Juilliard and at Curtis, and this would be his 100th anniversary year. So I really wanted to salute him, and this is a very, very beautiful piece. He wrote in many, many different styles, and this one I think is much more romantic, so I chose that for our audiences and also to show off our wonderful violist, Burchard Tang.
Vincent Persichetti, that's a name that brings back memories for me. I remember singing some of his work in college. I was singing in the Penn State Glee Club, and our music director was a composer as well and was familiar with Vincent Persichetti, so we did a number of his pieces.
Yeah, he was prolific. I don't know where he found all that time to teaching both schools, but he and his wife were consummate pianists, and they were duo pianists. So they played all of that repertoire too, and he was one of those musicians who could sit down at the piano and play an orchestral score at sight.
Mm.
He could also play his students' compositions without any prior knowledge of it. I mean, he was an incredible sight reader, and he made the piano sound like an orchestra. I loved his classes. They were always so much fun and awesome. Before awesome was a great word.
Yeah, that's great. Moving on in the program, June 17th is the next date, I believe, of the festival. Is that correct?
That I hate to hold you back, but...
Oh, no, that's fine.
Also has, for me, probably the thing I'm looking forward to most, and that is the Bartok Piano Quintet.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we've invited Natalie Zhu, who's one of great pianists in our area. She's a wonderful soloist, wonderful chamber musician, and just a wonderful person all around. So she's playing practically everything on this program. We're starting with a piece that's a prayer from Jewish life written by Ernest Bloch for cello and piano. And Laurie will also sing a couple of Bartok songs so that we get into the atmosphere and also the language of Bartok, language and also the actual Hungarian language, which is accented differently from a lot of languages that we know well, like French or English or whatever, German. So we're hoping that will set us up for Bartok's quintet, which actually was only discovered a few decades ago. It was a young work of his. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm sure the audience is going to absolutely love it. Now we can move on to the following.
Great. June 17th, It's Personal, too.
Yeah. Last year we did a program that focused on Czech works, and the audience really loved it. We read letters of the composers. It was Smetana and Smetana and Janáček, who both lived very interesting lives. This time, we're going very, very north to Finland and the Nordic countries. And so we're having string quartets written by Edvard Grieg and Jan Sibelius. And together with that, we're starting with a Passacaglia for violin and viola that is on a theme by Handel, which Halvorsen, another Nordic composer, took to heart and made a series of variations on. So that's very technically brilliant, and then we'll have a lot of romance in the other two pieces by Grieg and Sibelius. And then our last program, I should say that the string quartet is our festival quartet. It's been together for many years. That's myself, Hirono Oka on violin, Bertrand Tang on viola, and Clancy Newman on cello. So these are our first team, shall we say.
Well,
most of the programs around.
I have to show my bias. I have a partiality to the Scandinavian composers, so that sounds like a marvelous program.
Yeah, I think you told me that you were looking forward to that one the most. Is that right?
So,
that you were planning on that day. That's great. June 17th, if people want to meet Paul, he'll be there. So that's at 7:30. I should mention that the Sunday concerts are at 3 o'clock.
So June 12th is a Sunday?
Yeah.
Right. So June 10th, the Four Hands Are Better Than Two is a Friday night. Then June 12th, say it, and the folk song is Sunday. Mm-hmm. Then Friday night, the 17th, it's Personal, too.
Yeah.
And then wrapping up the festival on June 19th, Sunday.
We have the festival trio. So that's myself, Clancy Newman on cello, and Marc Antonio Barone on piano. And we're celebrating the 80th birthday of a Russian composer who's not well known, although he has taught at many universities on the East Coast. His name is David Finkel. So I became familiar with his music when he was teaching at Swarthmore College in our area. So this is a sonata that was written for a friend of mine. Her name is Elizabeth Pitcairn in 2010. And so it's a piece that Tony has played before. And he says, you've actually taught this piece to some of your students. He says, why don't we play it so more people get to know it? I said, that's a great idea. So we've already started rehearsing that. And Clancy will be playing the Prokofiev Sonata in C major for cello and piano. And then we end with the most amazing Schubert piano trio in E flat. Usually the B flat major is the trio of choice, but it's the E-flat that we would like to repeat for our audiences. I think it's been well over 25 years since we last played it. So we've been putting that together and having such a joyous time. So those are the programs. And I think I should mention the website again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
To, find out about the artists. We have all of the information about their backgrounds and all the things that they've accomplished. You can buy tickets online, or you can just buy them at the door. I'm sure they'll be available there. Excuse me. The website, again, is www.dcmf.org. Tickets, you can either buy a subscription. An adult subscription is very reasonable for the four concerts. It's $80. Or you can buy single tickets for $22. Senior prices are $20 each. Students can get in for less than a movie. It's $10. And if they buy a subscription for all four concerts, it's only $36. And children under six come in for free with an adult.
That really is a great deal for some incredibly high quality music and just a really diverse array of programming you have over the four programs. We've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about about the musicians and sort of how you identify them and how you determine which ones to use in any given year in a minute or less.
Okay. Well, the three out of the four quartet members are members of the Philadelphia Orchestra and have been for a long time. And we met there or in school in some cases, playing chamber music at Marlboro. Some of the musicians that you'll find at the Delaware Chamber Music Festival are also on the Astro Artists Roster, which is an organization in Philadelphia that helps build the careers of young artists. So Clancy Newman is one of those. Alexander Mutuskin is another of those. Natalie Zhu, who's also joining us this year, is one of the artists that's been on the roster in the past. So in the same mold as the Marlboro Music Festival, we have seasoned artists and we have newer artists coming in, and it just keeps us young, you know, and keeps things alive and kicking and argumentative and joyous and all of those different words that we use to describe music making.
And on that note, I'm afraid we're going to have to sign off. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us from the Delaware Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you for having me. We'll see you at the concerts.